At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Garden Variety, a horticulture podcast from Iowa Public Radio and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. I'm Charity Nebbe. A lot of gardeners get itchy fingers this time of year, waiting for it to finally be time to get their hands dirty. That time has come. Today, spring tasks in the perennial garden. And Aaron Stile, Iowa State University Extension horticulture specialist, is here to be our guide. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning.
And I do know we get impatient waiting for our opportunities. It's not time to get out and plant the vegetable garden yet. We still have some waiting to do. But what can we do with our perennials?
So this time of year, a lot of us are looking at our perennial border and are really interested in kind of cleaning it up. But especially in the last few years, there's been a lot of talk about when do we clean up the perennial garden? Because if we can leave that material there longer, it can help support beneficial insects and those kinds of things. And so that seems to be one of the biggest questions I get related to the perennial garden this time of year is, when can I start cleaning up?
So now?
It's probably okay now. So The typical kind of guideline that we can use is about 50 degrees. When temperatures start to be 50 degrees, especially for several days in a row, many of those insects that might have been overwintering in the hollow stems or the leaf litter have moved on. And even if you're a little concerned about it, if you remove that material and place it somewhere else in your yard, they can emerge from the material in that location potentially too.
All right. So pile it up and get to work in the garden. So we're cleaning up. Mm-hmm. Are we already starting to see perennials poke their noses above the ground?
Oh, yes. And many of them are kind of the usual suspects. We definitely have some perennials like catmint and bleeding heart that pop up early. Daylily often pops up kind of early in the spring. It's fairly common. And those have definitely emerged, at least here in central Iowa. And so this is a great time to kind of get in there before they get too large and kind of spruce things up. You don't have to pull every last bit of material out of the perennial garden. In fact, if you're okay with the informal look of it, you really can just pull it aside from the crown, maybe cut down some stuff. One of the big reasons we do this is it does help growth of the perennial, but it also just makes it look nicer. And so kind of cutting down all those old leaves and either removing them or pushing them to the side to act as an informal mulch is a really nice task to do when the plants are still pretty small. And that's about this time of year across the state.
And those plants are small. They are growing. Mm-hmm. But now we know where they are. We know that they're alive. Does that mean this is a good time to maybe do some division?
Yes. I love this time of year for this particular task because you can see where the plant is pretty easily, but it's not so big, so the foliage isn't in the way when we're trying to cut apart the pieces or dig it out of the ground. And then when we replant those pieces, we aren't left with this like one-sided or lopsided looking plant the rest of the growing season because it can grow out and be kind of that nice uniform look. So hosta is just starting to poke those little points up out of the ground and many of our perennials are just starting to green up, especially if they're in a kind of a warm location like I have a perennial border on the south side of my house that is definitely a little further along than the one on the north side. And those perennials are all up a little bit. And this is a really nice time to get in there, dig up that whole clump, divide it into pieces, make sure that each piece has some living parts to it. Large perennials like hosta can sometimes have the middle die out. And so you don't obviously want to try to transplant the dead middle of the plant. And then get them in the ground as quickly as you can, right away if possible. If you have to hold them over in a container or something like that, you can do that. But the faster you can replant them, the less stressful it is on the perennial.
How do you know when a plant is big enough and strong enough for division?
Most plants that can be divided, if you can get subsequent pieces that have at least three growing points on them, then that's a decent sized transplant. And of course, bigger is going to have less stress and you're going to have a larger plant in them, but kind of three, maybe five, depending on how vigorous the perennial is. That's about kind of the line I use. So if I have this plant that has 15, 20, 25 growing points, I know I can get in there and divide that into at least three pieces that are nice sized.
When you make those divisions, are you, in plants that bloom, are you sacrificing blooms for this year?
It depends on the perennial. So some spring blooming perennials in particular, that stress of division can prevent bloom for that year. Things like bearded iris, peony. And so for those plants, we sometimes recommend, we often recommend transplanting them in early fall, late summer, early fall instead. That can help kind of avoid losing the bloom for that year. But most of our summer blooming perennials, many of them will still bloom. And if they don't, they'll bloom the next year.
I know a lot of gardeners sort of have their magic formula when they dig a hole. What do they want to put in the hole as far as fertilization and that kind of thing? What's your magic formula? I'm sure it's the best one.
Yeah, you know, most perennials don't need a ton of fertilizer.
Okay.
So especially in many of our Iowa soils, they tend to be a little bit more fertile, and perennials don't have a high fertilizer requirement in general. Now, there are a few that do love a little bit of fertilizer. Chrysanthemums, daylilies, they respond very nicely to fertilizer. And so most of the time we don't need to fertilize, especially if we're planting something new from the garden center. It already has fertilizer with it from the garden center in that soil that's in the container. But if we wanted to provide a little bit of fertilizer, just an all-purpose fertilizer, no more than 1 pound per 1,000 square feet, which is an odd kind of measurement. It usually ends up being just like a little spoonful with and incorporating it into the top kind of layer of soil is all that's really needed. And now is a great time to do that, just as the perennials are emerging. That's a great time to utilize that fertilizer. Another fertilizer you can use is compost, and that's not quite as kind of doesn't have as high amount of nutrients in it, but that's perfect for a lot of perennials.
When you divide or transplant something this time of year, do you need to kind of baby it for a little while after you make that move as far as watering?
Yeah, you do want to watch it a little bit more closely. You have definitely, even if you think you've gotten a lot of the root system, you haven't gotten all of it. And it did put that root system under quite a bit of stress. And especially if conditions are dry, that means that those recently divided or transplanted perennials are more likely to see stress from dry conditions or something like that. And so you will want to check frequently, especially through the spring and early summer. If the soil is dry, water. And if it's not, then wait. And as the season goes along, you probably won't have to check nearly as often. But that first year in particular, you definitely want to keep an eye on them and water when necessary.
Now, we're doing this right now because the plants are of a size that makes it convenient. Is there an end to the window? When do we know that, okay, we've got to wait till fall?
Yeah, it's when temperatures start getting really warm. So this is a stressful event for a plant to dig up its whole root system. And if you layer on top of that really warm temperatures, that can make it even more so. So if we can, it's usually kind of early to mid-summer, early summer for me, definitely. First part of June is when I would stop doing a lot of this work. And actually, if I can't get it done before the middle of May, I'm often waiting until just after Labor Day to do the transplanting or the dividing.
All right. Now, it's also a good time of year to buy lots of bags of mulch.
Yeah.
tell me some rules of thumb as far as mulching the perennial garden.
So we tend to aim for about 2 to 4 inches of like a shredded bark mulch or something like that. And over time, of course, the mulch decomposes. That's exactly what we want it to do. And so if you have thin or bare areas, those are more likely to see things like weeds. And so this is a great time to add mulch because you don't have all the foliage of the perennials in the way. It's easier to work in the garden. Just make sure you don't cover up the crowns of the perennials with that mulch. And I think we've probably passed this window across much of the state now, But you can mulch a little too early. And what happens is it keeps the soil from warming as quickly. Mm. And then you'll see slower emergence of your perennials. And honestly, this time of year, I want my stuff to come up. I'm ready to see some green. So I don't want to see that necessarily. So you can do it a little too early. Also, if you do it too early, you don't know where the perennial crowns are. You run the risk of burying them accidentally, which would be hard on those plants too.
You are not a fan of landscaping cloth.
No, I'm not. I find it very difficult to garden in because anytime I go to dig and divide something, and most perennials do benefit from dividing. It keeps them from the center dying out. It keeps them blooming better. It keeps them a more manageable size. And I get more plants out of it, which is great. If I have landscape fabric down, it's just in the way. I just don't love it. And a lot of folks like the idea of putting down a weed barrier.
Right.
But especially if we're using organic mulch, but even if we're not, if we're using rock or something like that, there will be enough small particulate matter and other things that build up on top of that mat to allow for weeds to grow. And I think anybody who's seen this in a landscape for more than a handful of years has found weeds on top of the landscape.
It may look great for a couple of years, but then you're going to be frustrated because you're going to be pulling it out.
Exactly. And most of that material is not decomposable. It's plastic. And so it's there forever, which is another thing that I don't love.
A lot of us love to go shopping this time of year as well. Do you have some advice for looking at perennials at the garden center?
Yeah, this is a great time of year for shopping. This is one of the best parts about spring in the garden is buying new plants. And the biggest piece of advice I have, apart from, you know, making sure that you're buying plants that are well suited for the location that you intend to plant them, you know, they have the right amount of light and the right kind of soil conditions and all of those things, is to make sure that you're not buying only things that look good in the garden center right now. Because when we do that, we tend to have a beautiful spring garden and then summer and fall look a little less so. And so making a special effort, because you're naturally going to be drawn to all the things that look good this time of year in the garden center that are blooming this time of year, to make a conceited effort to get in there and buy things that are not necessarily spring blooming or that are explicitly fall, like asters and some of those things, can make a nice
Think long term. And in 30 seconds, when we do bring that home from the garden center, is there a transition period that we need to help harden that plant off before we plant it?
If it was grown in a greenhouse and it's still relatively early in the growing season, if we do want to get it out there, we would want to harden it off. So we would want to kind of gradually introduce it to outdoor temperatures. By the end of April, first part of May, most of those perennials are already hardened off at the garden center and they're ready to go.
All right. Aaron Stile, Iowa State University Extension Horticulture Specialist. For more gardening information and tips, you can subscribe to our Garden Variety newsletter. Find out more at iowapublicradio.org/garden. I'm Charity Nebbe. Garden Variety is a production of Iowa Public Radio and Iowa State University Extension. It's produced by me, Aaron Stile, Caitlin Troutman, and the Iowa Public Radio talk show team. For more garden goodness, please subscribe to our Garden Variety newsletter. Just go to iowapublicradio.org/garden. I'm Charity Nebbe. See you next time.